from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Danny Meringue.
Dusty Bun.
Dusty Hera.
I've been really busy. I'm trying to save the world from Russians and monsters.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader.
Of course you have.
1080.
I want to hear it.
The Fan.
Reach the stars.
Hour number three here on Danny and Dusty on a Monday afternoon. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you, whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080AM, The Fan, or Twitch.tv/1080AM, The Fan. We appreciate you. We love you. And thanks for hanging out. You know, every time I hear that song now, I'm reminded, Stranger Things, coming back soon.
Is it?
Yeah, next year.
Is it? Next year. Yeah, these kids are going to be 30.
Yeah, it's supposed to be this year, but the writer's strike and then COVID and everything, just, you know.
Yeah.
Put everything all jacked
what's
up.
Her, what's Eleven's name? What's her name? Bobby Brown?
Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Bobby!
Well, it doesn't help that Kevin Costner left.
She's... What?
Nothing. Being dumb.
She's going to be, like, married by the time that this thing rolls out.
Oh, I mean, what's the...
She's not a child anymore.
The other one, too. Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke's kid.
Maya.
She's like supposed to be like a high school senior, and she's going to be like 30.
Yeah.
And this is all said and done.
It's going to be aggressive.
So 90210.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
90210.
Watching back, same thing with Saved by the Bell. They roll in like their mid 20s.
Yep. Dustin Diamond.
Yeah.
You're like, screech.
You're a nerd, but you look more anymore. Predatory than nerdy.
Yeah. Which actually
turned out to be not too far. Yeah.
How old was.
R.I.P.
Yes, rest in peace.
Kapowski was. Older than, right, Tiffany Amber Thiessen's? Yeah. Like, this is a complete derail. Have you seen her lately?
Not anybody? Since White Collar.
So she's doing, like, social media, like TikTok influencer stuff.
Yeah.
Still a complete smoke show.
Great for, good 10, for her.
10 out of 10. She's like Susie Homemaker. Like, here's my recipe for this.
I loved Kelly Kapowski.
I mean, if you didn't, I would kind of question your... But that's, like, the most communist... thing ever of like
oh, I like Lisa Turtle and Jesse Spano.
You know, I mean the answer is yes, but also Kelly Kapowski. If you say
then,
you didn't like Kelly
and
Kapowski,
then Showgirls happened, and all of a sudden we were like,
whoa,
what Jesse Spano?
Jesse Spano, I'm so excited.
Yeah,
what was her name? Elizabeth Berkley.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And then
and Lark Thompson wasn't that
Lark Voorhees?
Voorhees, yeah.
Much like Jason.
Didn't she turn out to be absolutely cuckoo?
Yeah.
Most child actors do, but don't blame them.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen, 50 years old.
God bless her.
50 years old.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
All right.
Are they going to reboot that like they did, you know?
Probably.
Where she's the mom or a teacher?
Like her and Zach have a kid. And Zach is like a... I think Zach would...
Screech is dead.
Yeah, Zach dabbles in the stock market. You know, he's
Slater,
he's
Slater's the football coach. Has to be.
Wrestling. Yeah, wrestling coach.
No, could you... I know he was the wrestler, but like, can you... Is wrestling, does it...
They didn't lean into football like I thought they would.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I think that you need to go football now.
Yeah, you would go football now. Because
wrestling just kind of, it's even more distant than it was. Yeah. Or lacrosse.
Yeah.
Rugby.
Yeah.
Like one of the, if you're going to do the alternative sport, it has to be one of the trendier alternative sports.
And then you could go, you know, because Dustin Diamond did die, you could go Screech, turn, like he had a glow up, and you just like...
Recast him.
Put Thor in there.
Well, it would have to be, let's face it, it would have to be the offspring of Screech and Lisa.
Okay. So what?
Jim
I mean,
Smith. Yeah.
That works.
I mean, tell me that's.
And that tracks.
Tell me I'm wrong.
And it tracks.
I'm wrong.
A little skinny, a little crazy.
We're there.
You know, I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
All right, back to trophies. Like that transition?
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our rivalry trophy edition, best of bracket. 64 trophies go in. One will leave. Last week's winners. I'll scroll on back here to my little ticker. The Heartland Trophy of Iowa and Wisconsin.
Mm.
Dun da da da. It absolutely slammered the FOY ODK Trophy of Alabama Auburn.
Boy, that is. That is not surprising one bit.
It's a big old steer.
It's a big old
golden
steer. It's the Heartland Trophy. And the FOY has a kicker on it.
Yep. The Megaphone Trophy of Notre Dame Michigan State upsets. Okay. Upsets beats the Don Shula FAU FIU award, which...
Yeah.
Okay. This one was a little lopsided as well. The Old Brass Platoon of Michigan State and Indiana.
Yep.
Beat the crap out of the O'Rourke McFadden.
It really did.
I thought it'd be closer, though.
It's a shiny brass spittoon, and I'm all in on it.
The Milk Can Trophy of Boise State and Fresno State ekes out a win against the Bronze Boot of Wyoming and Colorado State.
Mountain West clash.
There
it's
you
a,
go.
It's a shiny milk can, though.
It is. 51.3 to 48.8. Those are your winners from Friday. Your choices this week, or today, I should say, the Bedlam Trophy, which used to be the Bedlam Bell and be a crystal bell, has now been turned into this amorphous, stupid Walmart trophy between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State.
It is terrible.
It sucks. It is going up against the Magnolia Bowl Trophy of LSU and Ole Miss, which features a bronze-plated magnolia flower.
I'm just protesting getting rid of the crystal bell.
Yeah.
You know?
The new trophy sucks.
I'm not. No, it does.
It looks
suck.
Like an ESPN graphic.
It does. 100% yes. Does. It is the best way to describe it. It looks like it's one of those things where like both sides of it would collide in the middle of the screen and be like, Oklahoma's playing Oklahoma State next.
Well, and doesn't it even have a sponsor on it?
It does.
It's a hospital, Blue Cross.
Yeah. But here's my thing. That rivalry deserves more. Bedlam is one of the most fun games in college football every year.
Why isn't there like a Sooner Schooner and a Cowboy? Like, why is there not
a paddle? Because one of the cool things at Oklahoma State, they have like the student section. They give them paddles, like wooden paddles, like it's Dazed and Confused, and they slap the mats along the wall around the perimeter. That is really cool. You could have a paddle in a schooner. Let's go.
So there's got to be something there, right? Yeah. Like cross swords. You do them like that.
Yeah, or just like I don't know. Can't do a longhorn because then that'd give Texas too much. Yeah, you got to do something.
There's got to be something you can go with there.
Yeah, like a saddle or a rope. Something
a lasso?
Like that.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah, a lasso.
Cowboys, like that. There you go.
Now we're talking.
See, come on, be better. Our next matchup features the Heroes Trophy of Nebraska and Iowa.
The Golden Lasso?
Ooh.
Well, I guess that is Wonder Woman. But you could go like the Bronze Lasso, you know?
Whatever metal's out there. I got some silver out there.
Make it out of barbed wire, the barbed wire lasso. I mean, you don't want to give that to the players, obviously, after the game, but... Do something.
Somebody will turn it into a crappy tattoo.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah, that's called every armband from like 92 through 2007.
Now. You can just say now.
Now.
People are still either the barbed wire or some Celtic, you know, symbol.
Yeah, there you go.
Which team has the best rivalry trophy between the Nebraska-Iowa Heroes Trophy and the Purdue-Illinois-Purdue Cannon? Now, this is our third cannon, and honestly, this is now, we are going in cannon size, apparently, because we started with full-blown cannon, we went to medium-sized cannon, now we have handheld cannon.
This is tiny cannon, but it's not a great cannon. It still beats the Heroes Trophy, though. What are we doing, the Heroes Trophy? Where do you get the nerve, Iowa and Nebraska, to call yourself heroes?
Yeah, I don't. I think it's a little weird.
I think, is that another one that looks like an ESPN graphic?
It does, 100%.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we doing here? This one, the next
one.
I
won that in Pop Warner football.
Yeah, it definitely feels like the MVP of Pop Warner. Our next matchup features the Bayou Bucket of Rice and Houston up against the Legends Trophy of Stanford and Notre Dame. Now, this is a big-time matchup because, anytime you get an inanimate object as the thing that you're claiming, I love it.
Yeah.
But there's also some class and dignity to the Stanford and Notre Dame trophy.
Yeah.
It looks nice.
They drink port wine and brandy out of this after you win it. It looks very nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's Stanford and Notre Dame. You're the richest alumni that are out there.
They fart into that chalice and then sniff it as a victory.
Meanwhile, the Bayou Bucket you puke into.
It's a bronzed bucket affixed to a wooden stanchion that has then gold plates at the bottom of the base with all the scores on it. And it has little football players on the corner. And it should be noted, another trophy with a kicker on it. In the middle of the wooden stanchion is a kicker. I can't get behind
stupid
trophies
kickers.
With kickers. I was in on the bucket, the Bayou bucket, until I saw the kicker. I'm out. I'm going with the fart sniffing chalice.
Well, this is probably one of the best matchup trophies that we have. Yeah, when you're talking about the teams involved and the trophy itself, when you factor in both things, right?
Yeah.
The Golden Hat Trophy between Oklahoma and Texas.
Okay.
It is a golden cowboy hat affixed to the top of a box that has all of the scores of Oklahoma-Texas in the rivalry. It is taking on the old wagon wheel, the second wagon wheel here, between BYU and Utah State.
I am a sucker for wagon wheel trophies. And you did... I think you triggered a lot of people here. The picture that you chose for Utah State getting the wagon wheel trophy is Gary Anderson accepting the wagon wheel trophy. You son of a bee. But I'm going to go with the Golden Hat. The Golden Hat is one of the great trophies in football.
The hat should go very deep.
It's in a tight race right now. 61% going Golden Hat, 38% wagon wheel. I'm surprised by that. But the Golden Hat, when Charlie Strong put the Golden Hat on, that was a glorious moment. And also the moment that I said, Charlie Strong's probably going to get fired by the end of this sentence. It was like, that's a Sark move. I could see Sark putting on the Golden Hat, but he still hasn't put on the Golden Hat. It's a really cool trophy. The fact it is a wearable Golden Hat makes it even better. And that's a trophy those two schools should be playing for. Oklahoma and Texas should play
cowboy
for
cowboy hat.
A cowboy hat.
A golden cowboy hat.
No doubt about it.
That way you put the golden lasso in there and then maybe get a golden saddle between Oklahoma State and Texas. You need a little weird little three-way.
And then you hit the showers.
Wait, what? Okay. We have 6 days worth of winners already. That's 24 winners. We're almost through 32 winners after this round. And then we'll get through this pretty darn quick as we get ready for the kickoff of college football season. But coming up next, which NFL teams are you buying or selling? We have six teams, three from the AFC, three from the NFC. Are you buying or selling their futures going forward? Danny and Dusty, Tenney, the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I have an hour-long drive into the studio every day, so yes. I do a lot of like, I wonder when I'm doing show prep. And the other day I had a thought of, we all know who the great teams are right now, or who we expect to be great teams, or who's on the way up and or who's not good. But if I said you had to buy the future of a couple different franchises, I think most people would say, sure, yeah, no. Because it's, to me, you're either always, if you're being effective, you're either building up or you're tearing down. If you get stuck in that middle, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, it does not matter. It is hell.
Purgatory is hell, my friend. Purgatory is hell.
The Blazers are stripping it down so they can build back up. Like, there's a thought process involved in that. And in the NFL, the same thing occurs. Whether you're at the very bottom, like the Bears were, or you're at the very top, Bears, like the Chiefs, and how you continue to do it. But eventually you do come down. The Patriots are going through it right now.
It's natural. It's why salary caps exist. Mm-hmm. And it because you don't want to have continued runs of dominance is because it's actually bad for your game. It is bad for your game to have that. And so that is the goal of competitive balance. And the NFL does it via their scheduling. They do it via the salary cap and the prohibitions that can have down the road. The NFL has done such a good job of creating parity that their salary cap is damn near impossible to figure out. Because of the fact that they sit there and they're like, all right, if you can keep your window open now, but you're going to pay for it later.
Yeah, one way or the other, the skin always comes due in the game.
So teams can always keep a championship window open for as long as they can. But also, look, you got to find a way to slam that door shut so it's not a 20-year run of dominance. And the Patriots did it with the salary cap and having to pay Tom Brady after. Same thing that the New Orleans Saints did when we kicked the can down the road and you restructure that contract over and over and over again. Well, it's not that these guys are taking a pay cut. It's just that you're not paying them until they're gone. And it makes it for a more compelling season to season for every team across the NFL.
It's very interesting as far as how I think everything is shaped around things, depending on where they are in their cycle. I grabbed six teams that I couldn't ask or answer immediately without some sort of, I don't know. And those six teams are the Lions, Eagles, Texans, Bills, Jags, and Chargers. They're all in various states, but I would argue that all of these teams have arguments both ways. Who do you want to start with?
We can start with the Lions.
Start with the Lions?
We'll go down this.
Okay.
I'm buying the Lions. Yeah. I'm buying the Lions' future. Not only they have drafted and developed talent mm-hmm. so well, Jared Goff is a quarterback that was perceived to be the guy that can't get you over the hump. But he's good enough to win you a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you can afford all of the pieces around Jared Goff. And that's always the hardest part is when you have a quarterback, like you're going to have to pay him a lot of money at some point. Right now is the time, though, and this is why I'm buying where the Lions are. This year, Jared Goff will be the fifth highest paid quarterback in the NFL. That happens this year before you have a run of rookies that you have drafted, developed, and will need to pay down the road. And the salary cap is going to launch up. Jared Goff is fifth right now. He's going to make $53 million this year.
Mm-hmm.
That number, he'll be middle of the pack by the time you are having to truly pay all of the pieces that are needed to drag Jared Goff to a Super Bowl. And that is brilliant on their behalf. They've already paid Amon-Ra St. Mm-hmm. Brown, Penei Sewell, mm-hmm. Aiden Hutchinson's going to be coming up. Jameson Williams, if he can ever stay on the field, will be coming up. But they have built a culture and a style that is truly unique, and it will attract a lot of those players from mm-hmm. around the league when if you can stack up 2, 3, 4 years. Guys will all start saying, yeah, that's the kind of coach I want to play for, because Dan Campbell is truly different than any other coach yep. in the NFL. He is a hard ass, but he's also a guy who loves his players, cares deeply for his players, and connects with them. And so I'm buying everything that the Lions are selling right now.
I'm gonna trail you on that one and say the exact same thing. I am going to buy the Lions. I do believe in them. Even if I'm not the biggest Goff guy in the world, he is good and it can
either.
Get to... He is like the top of the barrel of the bottom rung, right? Of like the minimal requirement necessary for you to not only get to a Super Bowl, but potentially win one. That's where he's at, in my opinion. He can get you there. Now, with the weapons that he has in Detroit and a better understanding, a bit more experience, I think he has the capacity to win one.
Yep.
You throw offensive line. Is very good. Weapons, very good. Defensively, they're loaded. You just start kind of ticking all the boxes. Coaches, organizationally, they make more sense. Ownership's getting out of the way. And one that's very important beyond the money is that your quarterback is 29.
Yeah, and they have the 18th youngest roster in the entire National Football
they're
League.
They're very young.
They're not aging out.
No.
Next year, they'll have the 9th most salary cap space entering the season of any team in the NFL. And they are a young, young roster.
All right, next on the list, the Eagles.
You know, by the way, do you know who has the second youngest roster in the NFL this year?
Texans?
No.
Who?
Chiefs.
So basically everyone outside of Mahomes, their offensive line, and Kelsey is young.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Jones.
They have the second youngest team in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, their whole secondary. Their
average age is 25.6 years. Youngest, and I don't know how they do this every year. It's the Green Bay Packers. Like 3 years in a row. Youngest team in the NFL, 25.2.
Wow.
Yes. Yep. That's crazy.
Second team on the list, the Eagles.
Selling.
Yes.
I'm selling because I am not sold on Nick Sirianni as being the head coach that can hold that thing together. Anytime you have reports of that friction between a head coach and a player, whether founded or not, one side was definitely wanting it out there that things are not copacetic between the head coach and the quarterback. That is not good, especially when you think that was an aging roster a year ago that had their two stalwarts of leadership, Fletcher Cox and Jason Kelsey, are no longer with the franchise. There's a lot of turnover in a leadership void right now that I love Jalen Hurts. I think he is a very good leader, but Kelsey and Cox were different, man. They were a different breed of leader and player in the NFL. And I think those two guys, their absence is going to be felt far more than anything on the field, mm-hmm. which Kelce was still wildly productive. Also, you lose Hassan Reddick off that mm-hmm. defense from a year ago. They got some big time question marks. I know you got Saquon Barkley. That is great. Weapons wise, you're set. And not just for this year, but moving forward for a few years. I have some major questions. I don't think that they're going to come to a head this year because mm-hmm. of the way the division is. But you're asking about, am I buying or selling a future? I'm going to sell the future.
I am also going to sell the future, and it has nothing to do with the amount of talent on the team or the franchise and what they have in capital. It has everything to do with the lack of alignment from the front office to the coaching staff to the players.
Yep.
That is what bothers me, because if it's already this front and center and there's this much division, it's not just between Sirianni and Hurts, because the number of sources that came out from that locker room, from the coaching staff to the players, show that there's already, it's a terrible analogy because nobody is a rat, but this is rats getting off the ship. That's what this feels like. Is as good as they are, there are already questions.
Yep.
And the expectations, the burden, everyone's chasing contracts. And this happens with every franchise. This is what happens when you get good, is that, yes, you have a year, two, three, four, five even of collective coming together. But in that 3-4-5 year window, there's a problem person here, a problem coach there. There's just, and by problem, I don't mean that they're bad. It is that their mindset is not wholly on the collective, because it can't be. The individual will take over in the NFL, which leads to the self-destruction of almost every great team.
Yep.
Good, bad, or otherwise. It'll come for the Chiefs. It'll come for every single organization in the NFL. Eventually, somebody's like, why am I not getting mine?
I think that is why the Houston Texans, I'm buying everything. They're buying all of it. Mm-hmm. And I will say I'm buying the future because of leadership in C.J. Stroud, what he showed as a young buck in the NFL. But I think it's leadership at the top. And this may not mean D'Amico Ryan's forever there, but Nick Caserio. Nick, remember, the Houston Texans tried to hire Nick Caserio away from mm-hmm. New England, but got dinged for the tampering of his contract. He's a 48-year-old GM in the NFL who, by every account, is one of the sharpest evaluators of talent.
Rockstar.
And evaluators of that next level, the locker room chemistry guy, which mm-hmm. he does a very good job of saying, all right, we have this amount of crazy, Stephon Diggs, and we have this amount of really good locker room guys that can kind of hold this thing steady.
Absorb the crazy.
And then how you can go out and assemble a roster that fits a coach as well. And you look at what he was able to do in his first year as a general manager. I'm buying Nick Caserio. I think he's done a really good job in that right there. Stability at the top, especially when your owner is seen as Tommy Boy, mm-hmm. taking over dad's company. When Bob McNair died, his son took over, and they had no direction.
No.
Well, they brought a guy in.
That was setting the model on fire.
Who's been given a ton of leeway mm-hmm. to do it his way, because the way they were doing it wasn't working.
Yeah. It definitely screams, oh God, here comes the meat wagon.
Yeah.
That's essentially what you had with the Texans. I'm also going to buy on the Texans as well. I think that's an easy, easy, easy buy with C.J. Stroud being that quarterback. The alignment from the top to the bottom, getting out of the way if you don't know what you're doing, and D'Amico Ryan's being a hell of a coach.
Yep.
The personnel all makes sense. And it feels weird to say this, but when you're talking about just like a feeling, a gut feeling, the vibes, when you see C.J. Stroud and Micah Parsons out there doing a podcast together and you just see C.J. Stroud, you just go, I get it.
You get it.
I get it. I get why guys fall in line. I get why guys like him. It just, it all makes sense. And then you take the talent on top of it and you're like, yeah, no, this all makes sense.
I will say they will have big question marks heading into the next handful of years, because mm-hmm. salary cap space, they're going to have a lot of guys that are cycling out. They are an older team yep. and they're going to be in a salary cap crunch with an older roster in the next couple of years. It will be really interesting to me to see how they navigate that.
How they draft and do they continue to hit home runs?
Yep.
Because Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud, really not going to get much better than that.
By all accounts, they feel they will. continue to draft and develop well.
Three more teams we have to, whether to buy or sell on their NFL futures, and we'll get to that and more. But first, here's the big kahuna of the Sports and Update.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Right, we're in the middle of drafting, buying or selling. A couple NFL franchises.
Ooh, and Stockwatch Monday coming up on primetime today, where they're buy and sell the weekend in sports at 4:15.
We like to buy and sell here. We're just
a couple
of Wolves of Wall Street out here.
Buck's over there. He's putting together Stockwatch right now. I seen it.
Also on the list.
Okay.
We've done Lions, Eagles, Texans.
Yep.
We have the Bills, Jags, and Chargers here in the second half. And this is the group that I think is significantly more difficult. And I think you can make arguments each way for each team. The Bills first.
I don't think Sean McDermott's going to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this year may be the year that all of this comes to a head. Joe Brady as their offensive coordinator. We remember the Joe Brady experience at LSU. He was the hottest name in football and then went to the NFL. And it was like, oh, no. But it may have been a product of where he was. He's done a really good job filling in the stead of Ken Dorsey. Ken Dorsey, who is the OC for the Cleveland Browns now, which I found surprising. But that was an interesting move. But the Bills have got issues, man.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the aging roster, salary cap issues, already had to make really tough decisions, continued injuries, and then do you have the head coach that's the guy? Now, I would. What will be fascinating to me is if they do move on from McDermott, do they go and get a Ben Johnson out of Detroit or a Bobby Slowick out of Houston and bring in a hot young offensive coordinator mind to be the next head coach there? I do trust and believe in Josh Allen a whole heck of a lot. And I think that you got some issues too in that you're paying him a lot of money, man. You're going to be paying him, rightfully so, a lot of money moving forward.
Top four quarterback in the league.
But Josh Allen's deal is going to be looking better and better and better with every year that passes because the next guy will always get paid and they will always lap him. So, right now, I'm going to sell. I'm going to sell on the Buffalo Bills because the holes are going to be too big eventually. And it sucks for Josh Allen. I really like Josh Allen. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to match you on this one as well. I'm selling even as great as Josh Allen is. And the idea of there's been so much. If you don't have the quarterback, you can't win. Blah, blah, that's fine. But you have to have the other stuff, too. And right now, you don't know about your coach. Your running backs, James Cook is not it. Your wide receivers is, if Keon Coleman ends up being one of the top five wide receivers in the NFL, go ahead and play this for me again at the end of the season and call me an idiot.
Absolutely.
Like, I like Coleman. I just don't see him as that kind of wide receiver. I don't. Now, his tools and his size and everything, great. But beyond that, you've got Curtis Samuel and Khalil Shakir. Help. Because I can't get behind that. Dawson Knox, Dalton Kincaid are fine. I mean, over this last week, their defense, like, who is the guy that you're building around long-term? As much as Ed Oliver is a great player, it's like the rest of that team is old.
Yeah, I do like Cole Bishop, the safety out of Utah that they drafted in the second round this year. I was surprised to see him go 28th in the second round. I thought he would be a guy that would be a fringe first-round, early second-round type player. I really, really like him. I think he's a great player, and look, if we're being quite honest, Kyle Whittingham guys have panned out in the NFL time and time again. So maybe you did draft your safety of the future and a guy that you can lean on back in that back end of the defense. But, you know, there's a lot of TBD in Buffalo right now for a team that has a window that should be open and should be ready for a championship because of the age of your quarterback and how close you guys have been, man. And they have been really, really close. It's just hard to keep that window open for an extended amount of time.
A team that's trying to open that window for the first time in a very long time, Jeff Russ, Jacksonville Jaguars. Are you buying or selling that future?
I'm buying. Okay. I'm buying them because of Trevor Lawrence, because of Doug Peterson. They've done a really good job of developing some guys and putting them into place. I think Travis Etienne is going to be really good eventually. I mean, the injury history, right?
Yep.
And at that position, it's scary. I like Christian Kirk. I think that if they would have been able to hold on to Calvin Ridley, I'd feel a heck of a lot better.
Yes, about the Gabe Davis replacement. I don't know if it's...
But they went and they got Brian Thomas in the first round in a ridiculously deep receiver draft. But that's another who knows right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, because a lot of these receivers we thought were going to be really good, and we haven't talked about this. Troy Franklin's struggles are real, and it looks like it is between the ears. Mm-hmm. When you watch him run his routes, uncharacteristic, it looks like a guy who's thinking too much.
Yes.
When you're dropping the ball the way he is and running routes, he's looking like he's hesitating. Yeah. There is a, he's trying to overthink. You never know with a lot of these guys until you see the live bullets.
I am going to buy the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they are the one that I hesitated on the most. Organizationally, the Khan family has, with the exception of the stupid hirings they've made in front offices on the non-football side, you know, people that steal $20 million from you for gambling debts.
Is that bad?
Yeah, it's not good. They've had a couple of those types of deals, but for the most part, the Khan family has stayed out of the way.
And first year, we took it to the limit.
Yeah, they did. All right.
They've written checks. They've gotten support for Trevor Lawrence. They've improved the offensive line. They seem to understand what they want to do. They got rid of Urban Meyer. Everything they've done seems like they're trending upwards. The issue is whether it's Etienne's injury or Trevor Lawrence's injuries, they have got to stay healthy to be able to put this whole thing together. Because Lawrence, as great as he is and as much potential as he has, he can't stay on the field. And it's not devastating injuries. It's knocks here, dings there, miss a game here, miss a couple games there, miss a bunch to close the season last year. And you just start going, okay, he's either got to stop getting hit and they've got to invest seriously in their offensive line. The ball's got to come out faster, or they've got to figure something else out, because the talent is there. And I genuinely believe that this is a year where that division is going to be super fun and super competitive, and you've got three very good quarterbacks in Lawrence, Stroud, and Richardson. And it would not surprise me, as great as Stroud was this last year, if Lawrence or Richardson, either or both, take a massive jump.
And I agree with this Vancouver Ford text line text about the Buffalo Bills. Allen has a Super Bowl if no Mahomes.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and there's a lot of guys you could say
that's
that about.
That's a sliding door. Like that 16 seconds. Like that's the that's the wide right of this generation for the Bills.
Yep. And Bills fans,
I do.
God, I want one for you guys.
I genuinely feel bad for them. All right, the Chargers.
I'm buying, and I don't feel comfortable in this whatsoever because of the Spanos family. But you have the quarterback, you have the tackle. Joe Alt is an absolute monster in the preseason. I was watching a little bit of that Rams-Chargers game, and I was like, God, he's an animal. Then I saw this from the Guilty as Charged podcast, which, is that you?
No.
But it says, Joe Alt did not allow
any... Been charged, baby!
Joe Alt did not allow any pressures on 17 blocking snaps against the Rams yesterday. He's carrying a 98.2 pass blocking efficiency rating on 30 pass blocking snaps in the preseason thus far. He is as advertised. I love Joe Alt. I think they don't have the weapons now. They will get the weapons eventually. I'm buying the Chargers as long as the Spanos family can just shut up and stay in the shadows.
And that is exactly why I'm selling on the Chargers. It is the Spanos family. Not even Jim Harbaugh can conquer the stupidity and arrogance of the Spanos family. As good as Justin Herbert is, they are going to find a way to screw this up. And as good as Joe Alt is, the terrifying thing is, the news and notes coming out of camp about him was, you know what it was? He still needs to work on some things. And he's been that good. That's the terrifying thing about him. They have zero weapons. They're in cap hell. I don't know how they get anything on that roster going forward without taking some very, very serious steps back.
Should be noted, some of the Vancouver Ford text line texts that are coming in. We're talking about buying or selling futures.
Future.
Not just this year.
Yes.
Not just this year. This is
are they going up or
forward.
Are they going down?
Yep.
And as much as I believe in Jim Harbaugh, probably as much as anyone, I don't think he can overcome the hell that is the Spanos family. So those are a buy or sell for the NFL season. Six teams either on the way up or on the way down. Coming up, we'll close today's show with the Connor Stallions update. That and more here on Danny Dusty today, the fan. Connor Stallions, still alive in the football world. For some reason.
Yeah, not very loosely in the football world. So I did some digging on this. He is now a defensive coordinator at Mumford High School.
Mumford and Sons.
No, it is the Jeff Russ, you need to put this in the t-shirt club. Mumford Football is the t-shirt that Eddie Murphy wears in Beverly Hills Cop.
Mm. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, the football team is not nice. They have been absolutely atrocious. I guess the last 2 years, I think they went like 3-6 and 1-9 the last two seasons. Not great. And they have a new head coach who has stepped in, and he was looking for a defense coordinator and had a mutual friend reach out and recommend Connor Stallions because this head coach had known Stallions through the recruiting process because his son had went on and played at Michigan, ended up transferring out. I think he's at Missouri now. But he had a pre-existing relationship with Stallions, and Stallions wanted to get a gig. And he's doing it as a volunteer coach, as a defensive coordinator for a high school, which is awesome. I mean, that's volunteer coaching is great. I mean, the kids need coaching, getting good coaches. And you can say what you want about Connor Stallions. He knows a hell of a lot more about football than a lot of the coaches that he's going to be going up against.
Sure. Is he working in the video department too?
No. Oh. Here's the thing.
I was going to say, he probably made some good money after he unloaded all those vacuums.
Yeah, the vacuum, I've learned through this investigation, the vacuum resale business, it be a booming.
Those parts are not cheap.
You can fly people out to go catch games, buy really good tickets right on the 50-yard line for games. Like, you could do it all, man. You need to get me in that vacuum game, bro. But Stallions is coaching, and he's got a Netflix documentary that's coming out.
Mm.
I think
it's out.
It's out today.
Is
the
it today? 19th,
yeah, I think it is. Because
I think
the
there was like three that were releasing all the same day.
So he thinks very highly of himself.
Oh, no way.
I was reading this Detroit Free Press article where Mumford High School was set to go out and practice at about 9:40 a.m. Coach came out at 9 and was like, hey, guys are in the weight room, they're lifting. We'll be out at 10:30. Came back out. Yeah, no, we're going to bump this thing back to noon. We're practicing at noon. There's a couple media members that were there, and they're like, oh, yeah, we'll stick around. 2 o'clock comes around. Ah, he sends a text message. Yep, sorry, we're going to do this thing at 3. At 3:45, apparently, Mumford High School comes out, and they take the practice field. The players all come out through, like, the locker room area going, as the players would, walk into the field. By all accounts, Connor Stallions said nay to this. He did a dead sprint from the front door of the school on the opposite side to the middle of the practice field and parked himself in the middle because he thought like the throngs of media were going to be there to cover him. No, it wasn't. It was just a high school like newspaper reporter and one TV station that were there.
By the way, it looks like August 27th.
August 27th?
Yes.
That's when it is? But he's back in football, man. He's back. He's back in football, and there's not a team in the greater Detroit area that's going to be using hand signals. They're going to be running them plays in from the sideline. They're going to be giving the wide receiver the play, having the quarterback run back and forth over to the sideline. You can't trust the signals there. You can't do it.
I would like less Connor Stallions in my life.
I bet he is going to. I bet he's going to hack into somebody's headsets.
Mm.
I think it'd be very easy to do it at a high school, well, I mean, assuming, if you have that background, which he does.
Yeah, that's not the most difficult thing in the world. We aren't talking about encrypted headsets.
Yeah. My favorite part...
I think that's going to be in Colorado. They're going to have some new fancy ones. Partnered with some... Colorado,
University of Colorado?
Yeah, they partnered with some company for some fancy new headsets.
I would imagine they probably are encrypted headsets.
Do you think... my favorite part of this article is Connor Stallions, the coach, goes, he passed a background check, so.
For now.
That's all that mattered. It's like, that's our standards.
Yeah. Depends how desperate are you for coaches.
I don't think a lot of teams are beating down the door to go and have Connor Stallions on their staff, but hey, you know what? Pass that background check.
Hey, look, man, I passed one.
No, and here's the thing. As long as it's like not like physical or like a felony, you're going to get, if it's like a white collar felony, you're passing a lot of these background checks.
Like I said, I passed one, coach high school sports.
That bar's really low then.
Mm-hmm.
No, you've never been convicted of a crime.
No.
No. All right, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back Tuesday from noon to 3. Up next, 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. It's prime time with That's a Good Soup right here on The Fan.
Bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.